He brought you out of the world into the kingdom of God. You came out of darkness into the light. Christians are living in the light. But how many Christians in the light, they go back into the darkness? Saul came to that place where the Holy Spirit could no longer speak into him. He couldn't get counsel.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. We're glad you've joined us today as we return to 1 Samuel to explore the contrasting spiritual lives of Saul and David. Considering Saul's final days as king, Raul will urge you to guard against a hardened heart that defies God's commands. While David responded to the Holy Spirit's conviction for his sin and was restored into relationship with the Lord, Saul refused to repent and suffered the consequences. Here's Raul Reese with today's lesson.
1 Samuel chapter 28. God no longer speaks. When I put that title together, people ask me, what do you mean God no longer speaks? When you look at the study, when you have Saul, the king, that God no longer was speaking to him. Samuel was dead. David was going to come into the throne. And Saul understood that David would take over the throne. But he came to a place where he would pray and God would not answer his prayers. Now, Saul, remember, had a demon in his life. When he was not only acting not like a king any longer, but he was upset. He tried to kill David. And the Lord spoke to him and he didn't listen. In chapter 15 of the book of 1 Samuel, remember, God asked him to wipe out all the Amalekites, the women, the children, everyone. And yet Saul disobeyed God by taking the women, taking the children, taking the spoil. And so God not only spoke to Samuel, but Samuel came along and when he spoke to Saul, he asked him, what did you do? And he said, I didn't do it. The people did it. Blamed it on the people. So Saul was going to not only be rejected. What he did is Saul went ahead and grabbed a hold of the garment of Samuel. And as Samuel began to walk and he ripped his garment, he turned around and said, you should have never done that because now the kingdom has been ripped from you. You no longer will be a king. In this lesson, if you turn to it, chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. Here is the reason for the visit that is given to Saul. He goes to the witch of Endor. He starts out in verse 1 by proclaiming, now it happened in those days that the Philistines had gathered the armies together to make war and to fight with Israel. And Achish the king said to David, you surely know that you will go out with me to the battle, you and your men. David had gone back to live with the Philistines because David was having problems with Saul. He didn't want to be with him any longer. So as he went, the king of the Philistines saw the power of David, saw his men, they were warriors, 600 of them. So the king saw an opportunity to say to David, David, I want you to stay with me and I want you to fight with me against the enemy, which was Israel. He was a warrior. But in verse 2, he says, and so David said to Achish, surely you know what your servant can do. And Achish said to David, therefore, because of this, I know what you can do. I will make you one of my chief guardians forever. I'll make you my bodyguard. You can protect me. He knew that David was a great fighter, a man of blood. And he saw that in David. But the Philistines were enemies to Israel. And yet David had left Israel and he finds himself now with the Philistines and they want him to fight with the Philistines. Verse 3. And now Samuel had died. And all Israel had lamented for him. and buried him in Ramah, he says, which is Samuel's city, in his own city. And Saul had put the witches and the spiritists out of the land. The king had come to a place where he saw the witches and the spiritists. And what he did, he put them out of the land and he stoned many of them. He killed them. That was the law, to kill any witch or any spiritist. What's happening here is that Saul doesn't hear the voice of God any longer. So he's going to go to a witch to talk to this witch. There was one witch that lived in the land. They had not been put to death. And she was living down by the wilderness. And Saul decided, you know what? I'm going to go to this witch because God's no longer speaking to me. And I want to know what she tells me about this incident that I have in my own personal life. He goes again in verse 4. And then the Philistines gathered together and came into the encampment of Shunem. Saul gathered all Israel together and they encamped in Gilboa, down by the mountain range, beginning 5 miles south of Shunem. He goes on in verse 5. And when Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. Now, the reason he says that is because the Philistines are going to fight against Israel the next day when he's there. He's afraid because he knows that they're greater than Israel, and these people are going to wipe out Israel. So he goes to the witch to get counsel. Should I go or should I not go? He goes on in verse 6. And when Saul inquired of the Lord second time, the Lord did not answer him in dreams, in the Urim, and in prophets. So Saul had gone beyond where God could ever speak to him again. We call it in the New Testament the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 and 32. Where that person in the New Testament has keep on sinning, God is talking to him, ministering to him, convicting him, and you ignore the conviction of God. Then you come to that place, you come to that place where God can say to you, go ahead and do what you want. But I'm not with you anymore. That's the blessing of the Holy Spirit. As long as God speaks to you, you're safe. He brought you out of the world into the kingdom of God. You came out of darkness into the light. Christians are living in the light. But how many Christians in the light, they go back into the darkness? Maybe you're here today. You go back to drinking. You go back to smoking marijuana and shooting all kinds of drugs into your veins. And you do all these things. And yet God says, how can you be in my kingdom? Saul came to that place where the Holy Spirit could no longer speak into him. He couldn't get counsel from Samuel or from David. David was a powerful man. He was going to be the next king. But right now, Saul continues to be the king. And the Holy Spirit is no longer in his life. God is not speaking anymore to him through dreams, through Urim, and through prophets. In verse 7, he says, and then Saul said to his servants, find me a woman who is a witch, that I go to her to inquire of her. And his servants said to him, in fact, there is a witch in Endor. So here it is. Saul, no longer listening to the voice of God, but there is a witch. And Saul understood that. He knew that God had given him up, but he's still trying to speak to God, and God is not speaking to him, so he's confused. What do I do? Well, let's go to a witch. Let's go to a seance. He goes on in verse 8, he says, and so Saul disguised himself and put on other clothes, and he went to two men with him, and they came to the woman by night, and he said, please conduct a seance for me and bring up for me the one I shall name to you. Who was it? Samuel. A seance. If you're a Christian, you can't do that. God won't bless you. God won't speak to you. The Holy Spirit, Paul said in Ephesians 4:30, becomes grieved. The person of the Holy Spirit becomes grieved because he's holy. And God is holy. And you've had the responsibility accepting Christ and accepting Christ, being baptized with the Holy Spirit. And now the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin. And he gives you the opportunity to repent or not to repent. Saul had those opportunities. And he didn't do it. He goes on. He says, please conduct a seance for me and bring up for me the one that I shall name to you. So what is he going to do? They're going to try to bring up somebody. Verse 9. And the women said to him, now remember, she doesn't know this is King Saul because he's disguised. Doesn't know that. And the woman said to him, speaking of Saul, the king, look, you know that Saul has done how he has cut off the actual witches and the spirits from the land. Why then do you lay a snare for my life to cause me to die? The witch speaks up and says, why are you doing this to me? Why are you telling me to pray and to call one of the demons or whoever it is and to bring them up and you want to speak to them? He wanted Samuel to come up because he's better already being dead.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. We are committed to helping you establish obedient, God-honoring habits in your life. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com for Bible-based resources. You can also download our free app to keep the Bible at your fingertips 24/7. Now back to more with Raul Reese.
He goes on to say this. And Saul swore to her by the Lord, as the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing. Let's get over and let's get on with the seance. No fear. Nothing will happen to you. And then all of a sudden, she finds out he is the king of Israel. And watch what happens. Verse 11. And then the woman said, whom shall I bring up for you? And he said, bring up Samuel for me. He wanted to hear from Samuel, should we go out to the battle? And what's going to happen in the battle? My life is being threatened by the Philistines. Am I going to die or not to die? How about my three kids? They're going to be in the battle. Are they going to die or not to die? Then the woman is fearful now. Check this out, verse 12. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice. She was shocked that Samuel came up. She had a seance going on, and all of a sudden Samuel comes up, and she's shocked because she can't believe that this is Samuel. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why have you deceived me, for you are Saul? Why did you deceive me? You are the king of Israel. And now you want me to bring up somebody from the dead that has been dead by the name of Samuel. Saul didn't have any more chances. He came to a place where God could not speak to him, but he's trying to bring someone back from the dead. Saul was already in darkness. Verse 13. And the king said to her, do not be afraid. What did you see? And the woman said, I saw a spirit ascending out of the earth. A spirit out of the earth. So he said to her, what is his form? What does he look like? The Bible says that Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. Think of all these demons that are in hell. Think of all the demons that were in the time of Noah, which are not roaming. They're incarcerated in Tarsus, in hell. If they were to be let loose, nobody would survive. They're so vicious, so vicious. Yes, Satan is here with us. One-third of what of the angels that fell. Demons are still here. They're roaming around all the earth. But these are going to be judged, you see. They're locked up in chains. The Bible says that. But there are demons today that are floating around. Like in the time of Jesus, remember they were possessed by demons. Jesus prayed for them and the demons would depart. And the demons would say, I know who you are. They knew who Jesus is, and still today they know who he is. They know that Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But here's Saul. Here's Saul again. What is his form? And she said, an old man is coming up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. He perceived it was Samuel. And he stood with his face to the ground and bowed down. The power again of bowing down to the prophet. He goes on to say, and now Samuel said to Saul, why have you disturbed me in bringing me up? Samuel was already in a place of Abraham's bosom. Already. He said, I am deeply distressed, for the Philistines make war against me. This is Saul speaking. And God has departed from me and does not answer me anymore. You should underline that. He doesn't speak to me anymore. Can you imagine how awful that would be for God not to speak to you anymore? You pick up your Bible, you're reading your Bible, and nothing comes out of your Word of God. But when you have the Spirit of God, you go through the Bible and you read and you mark your Bible because God is speaking to you. He's convicting you. And when he convicts me, he's expecting you to change, to repent, so you have a life in the Spirit. A life in the Spirit, which is a life of obedience. A life of obedience. Saul, disobedience. God said to him, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Verse 16. And then Samuel said, why do you ask me, seeing the Lord has departed from you and has become your enemy? Notice, become your enemy. When God repeats himself, you better listen. You better listen to what he says, even in the Old Testament. Because he goes on to declare in verse 17, and the Lord has done for himself, as he spoke by me, the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and give it to your neighbor, who? David. David is going to be the king. You no longer will be the king. Tomorrow, you will die. And we'll see that. He goes on in verse 18. And because you did not obey, there's the key. Because you did not obey the voice of the Lord. Obedience. The voice of the Lord, Yahweh. Nor excuse his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore, because of this, the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Saul, this is it. No more. Verse 19, moreover, the Lord Yahweh will also deliver Israel with you into the hands of the Philistines. He says to him, this is over. You're going to die and all your army is going to die. He says, with you into the hands of the Philistines. And tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. Notice. And the Lord will also deliver the army of Israel into the hands of the Philistines. Your sons are going to die. Jonathan, the other two, and Saul would be killed. And guess what? They would cut off his head. And they would go to Bashan, and they would hang it on the wall. And seeing his head on that wall, taking it down, to bury it with his body, which they got a hold of his body. And knowing and thinking that Saul would never be seen again. Never again. As a king, as a father, as a servant before this time. And he says in verse 20, He says, and immediately Saul fell full length on the ground and was dreadfully afraid because of the words of Samuel. It's not that he was misinformed. He has the truth. Samuel said to him, this is what's going to happen to you. And yet now he's sitting there, listening to what he said, and now it's going to happen. Immediately Saul fell full length into the ground and was dreadfully afraid because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no food all day and all night. He came to that place, not of surrender, but he was frightened. If this is going to happen to me, what am I going to do? Maybe you're here today, you don't know what to do. And what you can do, the advice I can give to you, repent. Repent. It was too late for Saul, but it's not too late for you. You're here today. That means the Holy Spirit speaking to you. If the God didn't speak to you, you wouldn't be here. Saul was led by his flesh, not by God. And when you're led by the Holy Spirit as a Christian, you have peace in your life. Saul didn't have peace in his life. He had turmoil the whole time he lived. And then he says in verse 21, and the woman came to Saul and saw that he was severely troubled and said to him, look, your maidservant has obeyed your voice, and I have put my life in my hands and listened to the words which you spoke unto me. And you lied to me. And when I discovered you were the king, then I knew I was in trouble. Saul, what are you going to do with this witch? Verse 22. And now, therefore, please listen also to the voice of your maidservants. Thus they went with him. And let me set a piece of bread before you and eat, that you may be having strength when you go on your way. She knew he was going to leave, but he hadn't eaten. He had done nothing. He was very weak. So he says in verse 23, but refused and said, this is Saul refusing and said, I will not eat. So his servants together with the woman urged him, and he listened to their voice. And then he got up from the ground. He sat in on the bed. And then he says this, and now the woman had fattened calf, killed the calf in the house. And she hastened to kill it. And she took the flour and kneaded it and baked it on leavened bread from it. And so she brought it before Saul and his servants, and they ate. And then they rose up and they went away that night. He would never, ever hear of God again. The next day he would die. The next morning, Saul and his three sons would be killed. And Jonathan, David's friend, would die. But he knew that he would see God.
If you've been presuming on the Lord's grace and living in opposition to His word, we hope the account of Saul's tragic final days will move you to repent and start fresh with the Lord. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson was titled, God No Longer Speaks. If you'd like to get a copy of today's lesson with much more teaching, we'll send it to you for a donation of $5 or more. Just call us at 800-634-9165. We'd also like to offer you this entire 24-lesson series titled The People's Choice Versus God's. It's available on either CD or flash drive. As you learn more about Samuel, David, and Saul, you'll see how their choices impacted not only their own lives, but also the lives of those around them. You'll also discover the power of surrender and the beauty of trust in your journey with the Lord. To order Rawls' 24-part series titled The People's Choice Versus God's, Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We'll send you the CD set for $40 or the thumb drive for $30. That's 800-634-9165. Or you can write to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. If you have Bible questions you'd like Raul to respond to, you can email him at PastorRaul@SomebodyLovesYou.com. You can also browse iTunes and Spotify for podcasts of all of these programs. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we are thankful for your partnership. Your tax-deductible contributions help us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, we are so blessed to be able to study the Bible with you, and we encourage you to join us again next time for more from this series in 1 Samuel. We'll get assurance that God is faithful to answer the prayers of those who are humbly devoted to Him as David was. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.